You're tuning in with Abby here on 99.9 Live FM today, and today I have a very special guest with me. She's a wife, mother, social worker, pastor, author, and speaker. Amanda Nixon is here today to talk about a special event that's happening this weekend. Hi, Amanda. How are you?
Hello, Abby. I'm really well. Thank you.
It's so good to have you in here. It's not often that we get to have special guests here in the studio, so we're really happy to have you. And you're here with us today because you, amongst two other women, actually are holding a special event that is happening this Saturday, the 13th. Can you talk to us a little bit about what this event is?
Yes, we're holding a Meet the Author event where three women authors are sharing some of their journey of faith with their books and making them available. I suppose particularly thinking of women and mothers as we're coming up to Mother's Day, and wanting to encourage and inspire them that in spite of the challenges and ups and downs life throws us, we can know God is faithful, and we just want to encourage people in their life's journey.
Now, on top of this being a meet and author event, all three of you are authors that have written books, I believe maybe potentially several books. What was your reasoning behind wanting to get together with these other two authors and holding this event? You touched on it a little bit, but how did that sort of come about?
Actually, the three of us all attend the same church, and we just thought how good it would be to have an event where the three of us could share a bit of our stories, a bit of our journeys, and just encourage women that no matter what you're going through, we can rely on God and know that he's relevant today, that he answers prayers today, that he's guiding us today. Yep. And I suppose each of us have a testimony about the many things God has done in our lives. And that's why, for me, I've been prompted to write a book, Living by Faith, so that I can share some of those testimonies, the amazing things God has done in my life, to encourage other people in our faith.
It's so important. I think oftentimes, actually, with the listeners, I've talked about how important our stories are. So I think that this event is going to be a really good one because they're getting the chance to hear other stories that they might relate to. And I think people can take away a lot of different things about you, but they can't take away your own life story, the things that actually happened to you and your journey with God. So I think that that's really special. And you're going to be joined by two other authors, Leanne and Jill. Can you tell me a little bit about them?
Yes, Leanne's has an amazing testimony. The name of her book tells you a bit of her story, which is 18 years in the making for This Child We Prayed. And so it's a bit of a journey. She's now a wife and mother, but a bit of a journey with infertility, failed IVF, fostering, all sorts of things until God finally answered her prayer with a child. For Jill, there's a bit of her story with some challenges in her past, a restoration of a relationship with her mother, and just how God can restore us to the people that are important in our life, just as he restores us to himself with our faith in Jesus.
So very different stories, but all coming together because you're all telling stories of faith, which I think is special. Now, Jill's book is called Something Beautiful, Learning to Live Loved. Amanda, you have two books that you'll be able to showcase during this event. Can you tell me, I think we've actually talked in the past, which we were talking about before, about your Living by Faith book, because I believe a couple years ago, we got the chance to talk about this book. But can you just remind the listeners what your Living by Faith book is about, as well as the Resilient Leader book?
Yeah, sure. So Living by Faith gives some of the stories in my life about how I've seen God make the impossible possible. So there's some testimonies about him answering prayers, of me surviving a broken neck where I should be quadriplegic or dead, but God protecting me for 4 days on a bushwalking incident. Yep. There's been encouragement around sharing burdens when we're going through tough times, when I've had illness in my family, but God has been faithful. So the book actually gives keys to living by faith, including prayer, speaking the Bible, knowing the Bible, sharing our burdens, gratitude, looking after ourselves is also really important, and how I did the Camino walk in Spain as part of that journey.
Wow.
So lots of stories about how God has just come through again and again in all sorts of challenging situations, even how to make decisions, how God can help us with that. And my second book, The Resilient Leader, I went further into that area of looking after ourselves, because I think particularly people that might be in positions of leadership, whether that's in church organisations, in their workplace, in their home, we're all often leaders in our homes. If we don't look after ourselves, and that means physically, spiritually, emotionally, psychologically, in every way, it's not being selfish. You know, we need to look after ourselves mm-hmm. so that we can last the distance. And living a Christian life is not a sprint. It's in some ways an endurance race. And so what are some of the ways we can look after ourselves?
I think that's so good, because I think it's relevant to people that are actually in a leadership position. But I think often there's probably not many people that even know that they're in a leadership position. And so I think that those will be really helpful tools for the people that are still learning what that looks like or stepping into leadership, as well as those that are already in leadership. So I think that's good. Now, at the Meet the Authors event, I know you talked about it really is a time for women to come together and talk about their faith journey. Will you guys be talking specifically about your books? Will it be a time of just sharing your personal stories, or what is the event actually going to look like?
It's a time where people can actually meet the authors of the three books. We'll just be speaking, each of us briefly, about why we've written our books, a bit of our story, but it would probably take too long to give all of them. So it will just be a snapshot of what some of our journeys have been. And it's an opportunity to have encouragement and inspiration, and hopefully one of those books there would help people on their journey.
And you guys are going to have the books all there for sale, especially in light of Mother's Day, correct? So
that's
some really
right.
great opportunities for women to buy gifts for themselves, but also potentially buy gifts for their moms as well.
And even just for other women.
Yep.
Yep. It's a free event. It's being held at the Drill Hall Studio in North Ward in Mitchell Street. And it's for all ages. Even high schoolers might be encouraged by some of the tips about how to build resilience. It's a skill that we can learn and practice.
Yeah.
Right through to all ages, we all need encouragement in our journey of life and to survive the seasons, the ups and downs that we go through, and just knowing that we don't have to do life alone.
So the Drill Hall Studio is where it's taking place. That's going to be this Saturday, May 13th from 2:30 to 4 p.m. It's 27 Mitchell Street in the North Ward. And you'll be meeting authors Jill Bradshaw, Leanne Davey, and Amanda Nixon. Thank you so much, Amanda, for being with us today. And we're really excited to see how this event turns out.
Thank you, Abby.